This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Starting with the fall semester, paying tuition will be one less thing to worry about for most medical students at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, Maryland. Businessman Michael Bloomberg's philanthropic organization donated $1 billion to cover tuition for students who come from households earning less than $300,000. Additionally, students from families who bring in less than $175,000 will also have their fees and living expenses covered. Bloomberg explained the gift's goal is twofold: to remove some of the obstacles that often stop lower-income students from pursuing the medical field, and to help improve life expectancy in the country, which has declined in recent years due to the high cost of medical care and the COVID-19 pandemic. Bloomberg said, "As the U.S. struggles to recover from a disturbing decline in life expectancy, our country faces a serious shortage of doctors, nurses, and public health professionals, and yet the high cost of medical, nursing, and graduate school too often bars students from enrolling. By reducing the financial barriers to those essential fields, we can free more students to pursue careers they're passionate about and enable them to serve more of the families and communities who need them the most," Bloomberg said. The 5-member all-Republican Montana Public Service Commission has formally asked Montana's largest energy utility, Northwestern Energy, if it selected members of an advisory committee contrary to state statute and has held meetings closed to the public illegally. The request by the Public Service Commission comes after 3 renewable energy groups raised concerns about the formation of Northwestern Energy's Electric Technical Advisory Committee and how it's operating. The committee is charged with making recommendations to the public utility about its electricity system and is a requirement in state statute. Last week, the Montana Environmental Information Center told the PSC that the committee was an extreme outlier among other utilities in the region in closing its meetings in violation of Montana's public meeting laws. Closed meetings are also unconstitutional. The Montana Constitution guarantees the right to know and the right to participate. Northwestern Energy, also contrary to state law, convened the committee that isn't broad-based as statute requires. Instead of a broad-based group, Northwestern selected government employees, a national environmental nonprofit, and a member from the University of Montana's Bureau of Business and Economic Research, which is a financial conflict of interest given the research group receives funding from the utility. Northwestern Energy is a monopoly in Montana. It has come under criticism for relying too heavily on fossil fuels and being out of step with the economic benefits of renewable resources. MEIC says that Northwestern has excluded from the committee large and small-scale energy developers, low and fixed-income customer advocates, independent economists, Montana-based NGOs, and qualified members of the public. Most importantly, there's no member of the committee representing residential customers, Northwestern's only customer class showing substantial growth and arguably Northwestern's largest stakeholder. The PSC requests that Northwestern explain how its ETAC membership complies with the requirements in Montana Code and about the meetings the committee held. Montana state utilities must hold open committee meetings, but the public has been given no notice of ETAC activities, and there was no opportunity because the committee closed meetings to the public. The Public Service Commission is supposed to protect utility customers in Montana who are captive ratepayers. It regulates monopoly utilities in Montana. Last fall, the PSC approved a rate hike by Northwestern that increased residential customers' electric bills by 28%. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.